It's about Nicholas Swinton, who went off to Prague before the war. He was born in Britain, Jewish parents, and there were children that Nicholas saw and was mortified knowing that they would all go to concentration camps and be gassed, and that was it. So he decided, heroically, without any fanfare, to rescue as many as he could, and he even forged papers to get it done. And totally rescued 669. And they came on the train to Europe, and he actually forged their documents to get them through, anything to do. He kept a scrapbook, meticulously kept, with all the names of the children. And he didn't want any publicity. Nobody knew about him. And he was, the word was, I suppose, exposed publicly by Esther Ranston on That's Life, which is a BBC show. He didn't want to be recognised as a hero. It takes place before the war and then after the war. And his troubled conscience, and did he do enough, and so on and so forth. He was obsessed with it, but he didn't want to be recognised for it. Well, the interview with Esther Ranston in 1987, when she revealed his book and the details, and he was shaken by it. He didn't really seek that kind of publicity. He was very moved when sitting next to him was one of the survivors. The next episode, when Esther Ranston asked the crowd in the audience, is anyone here because of Nicholas Swinton? And they all stood. I only hope that this will send a message, lest we forget, because we forget so quickly. We must not forget. As Nicholas Swinton said in one of the interviews, which really got me, he was asked by an interviewer, do you believe in the future of the human race? He said, no. Unless we learn to compromise, be kind, considerate to people, and otherwise it's over. When they all came in, all the descendants, it was hard to, I try not to be sentimental, but it was very moving, and I thought, my goodness. And that's what prompted me to think, I really hope this gets across as a message. We need to understand the complexity. Life is not easy for anyone. Life is full of pain. It's also good as well. But this particular pain was, you know, the pain of hell on earth. To this fabulous director, James Hawes, fabulous director, so meticulous about all the details. It was wonderful, so I just tease him all the time. He's got a wonderful sense of humour, and he's very detailed in what he wants, and I appreciate that. No, but he's wonderful. We have a laugh every day. As he's a light and very smart. And very, so, you know, this is his first movie, I believe. But all his skill has come from, I guess, from television, because you have to know your stuff. No, it makes it easier if you've got a director who is also on the ball, which is James, and he's got a great sense of humour. I see you really want me to do that again. Oh, God. Can we get another director and make him laugh? No, he's wonderful. Johnny Flynn, I think he's a wonderful actor. No, I'm sure he'll be terrific. It's tough, you know, doing a double of somebody else's older, but he's such a terrific actor. He'll probably learn how to do it.